pains and in anxieties dost thou bear, children, woman, and toward thine husband is thy inclination, and he lords it over thee. And do you not know that you are an Eve? The sentence of God on this sex of yours lives in this age. The guilt must of necessity live too. You are the devil's gateway. You are the unsealer of that forbidden tree. You are the first deserter of the divine law. You are she who persuaded him whom the devil was not valiant enough to attack. You destroyed so easily God's image, man, on account of your desert. That is, death. Even the Son of God had to die.
Figure too. She had gold black hair and eyes of cobalt blue. They said her wanton conduct would never ever do. They bound her down and stood watched as the fire grew. She cried,
"What in Eve is here? Somehow you've been deceived. I've never done a wicked thing."
She nearly was beginning. And so she said they drew. The day they burned her life away and cheered as the fire.
A woman dare not be so fair and not.
The law implied and justified, they laughed as a fire.
We, the judges and jury of this supreme high court, have finally recognized it just that the accused, because of her evil doings, should be punished with fire from life to death. And we herewith anathemize, sentence, and condemn her thereto. May God have mercy on her soul.
The sun was swallowed by black clouds. The sea began to pound. The tempest tore.
Sinful parents when these try to find favor with their devils. For the greed of Satan was ever limitless and insatiable. Thus, when once he has entered a family, he will never give up his foothold except with the greatest difficulty. And and it is one among many sure and certain indications against those accused of witchcraft, if one of their parents was found guilty of this crime. Wherefore we, having the fear of God before our eyes, have caused to be written this our definitive sentence, and according to the lawful precept of the theologians and jurists, piously pronounce.